Thank you. Good morning. I would like to call the Commerce, Gaming, and Land Hearing meeting to order. The time is 9 a.m. The next item on our agenda is roll call.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congressman Hamilton.
Here.
Congressman Keene.
Present.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congressman Tillman. Chair Rebard.
Here. Thank you. The next item on our agenda is prayer. Congressman Hamilton, could you please pray this morning?
Yes. In name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Iron Dots of Wakanda, Wakanda Njiki. Father, we ask that you be in our heart and our minds as we come together as one people under your watch, Lord. Peace be with the families and the homes represented here, the families who are dealing with sickness and who are in mourning. Please lay your comforting, healing hand upon them. We ask that you please be with our men and women in uniform, wherever they may be. All these ask in your precious name, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Congressman Hamilton. The next item on our agenda is item number 4, which is the hearing decorum. And I'll have the Clerk of Congress read those, please.
Welcome to the Osage Nation Legislative Branch. Today is the first day of the Commerce, Gaming, and Land hearing. As we prepare to begin, there are a few things to note for those who are in attendance. First, I would like to introduce those present for this hearing. The Commerce, Gaming, and Land Committee members are Chairwoman Rebard, Vice Chair Congresswoman Lemon, Congressman Hamilton, Congressman Keene, Congresswoman Stabler, Congressman Tillman. Legislative Counsel is Mr. Gill, Assistant Clerk of Congress and the Clerk of the Osage Nation Commerce, Gaming, and Land Committee is Ms. Garcia. I myself am Ms. Rubidoux, the Clerk of Congress. The Osage Nation Police Officer Brian Herbert, who will be serving in the capacity of Sergeant at Arms for the duration of this hearing. Others in attendance include Congresswoman Shaw, who is our second speaker. For some housekeeping, the seating is limited to stay in compliance with the limitations set by the fire marshal. There can be no more than 62 people in the room at any time, and this will be strictly followed and upheld. In saying that, once seating is full, no additional seats will be brought in, and no one will be allowed to stand against the walls. The Commerce, Gaming, and Land Committee will be seated at the committee table in the front of the room. Witnesses being questioned will be seated at the desk on the west side of the room. They may or may not have an attorney present with them, and the documents in question are available at their desk for review when asked a question directly pertaining to them. The Legislative Counsel, the court reporter, will be seated on the east side of the room. Members of Congress in attendance who are not on the committee will be seated in the front row of the gallery with the assistant chief seated directly behind them. If you've not already done so, I request that you please take the time to silence your cell phones, as any disruption could result in a request for you to leave. Please make note that there will be no food or drink in the gallery area. Also, no one will be allowed to enter the hearing area, which is just past the front row of seats where the Congress members are, unless you have been called as a witness and are coming forward to the witness seating. This includes any press who would like to take pictures. You must stay behind the front row of Congress. Restrooms are in the bank building next door. If you need to utilize the restroom, please exit the front door and go directly next door to the bank lobby. Upon entry to the building, there will be signs directing you to the restrooms. Those who have a disability and are not able to climb stairs would be asked to take the elevator to the third floor and utilize the restrooms there. Finally, this Commerce, Gaming, and Land Committee hearing was set after a motion was made by Congressman Keene during the December 28, 2022 committee meeting. The motion was specific in its language, stating that this hearing was to investigate the Gaming Enterprise Board employee expense policies and the approval of expenses of the casino executive officers. Please note, this is not a congressional hearing. This is a committee hearing that is being conducted for investigative purposes, therefore allowing the committee chair, Congresswoman Rebard, to conduct, facilitate, and oversee the hearing in accordance with the rules of the Osage Nation Congress. specifically Rule 717. Anything not addressed within the congressional rules will then refer to Robert's Rules of Order. It's important to understand that Osage law does take precedence over congressional rules, and it has also been taken into account. Also, this is not a public hearing, which is contained in Congressional Rule 718. Therefore, there will be no public comments, opinions, or views heard during this hearing. There was a motion on January 9th, 2023, to authorize all members of Congress to participate, including asking questions directly in this hearing. The focus that is focused on casino executive expenses and employee expense policies. This motion failed by a vote of 2 in favor and 4 opposed. The chair will recognize committee members only to ask questions. This is consistent with the chair's ability to recognize individuals at their own discretion. As the hearing begins, the chair and vice chair will have opening statements. Then each committee member will have the opportunity to speak for 2 minutes prior to any witnesses being called forward. Then the witnesses will be called forward one at a time. They and their legal counsel, if present, will come forward to the appropriate seat. The vice chair will administer the oath to the witness. Attorney statements of any kind will not be allowed. Witnesses will be given the opportunity to consult with their attorney at any time during the hearing. The chair will recognize committee members at her discretion to pose questions to the witness until the committee has been satisfied. At that time, the witness will be asked to remain in the building because they are still under subpoena until they have been released. Then the next witness will be called. There will be a break for lunch, and hearing will resume at 1 o'clock. For those who will be speaking during this hearing, please remember concerning the microphones and their use, it is imperative to those speaking to talk directly into the microphone. They are directional, and if you turn your head away to look at someone, the audio will be muffled on the recording and the live stream. It does not matter how loud you speak or if your voice naturally carries, the microphone must pick up the sound to be amplified for the audience, the live stream, and the audio recording. Lastly, I need to remind everyone that the way they conduct themselves is of the utmost importance. Unruly and disruptive behavior by anyone will not be tolerated. If this behavior occurs, there may or may not be a warning before you will be asked to leave, at which time the Sergeant of Arms will assist you or assist the chair and the speaker in maintaining the proper decorum in the confines of this hearing. Thank you for your time and your patience.
Thank you, Clerk.
Motion to recess to the call of the chair.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. Okay, thank you.